Good morning. I-295 South San Jose Boulevard. There's been a wreck involving at least three cars. I-95 North at Dunn Avenue. Another wreck there. And then if you're on State Road 13 San Jose Boulevard South at Claire Lane, there has been a backup accident there. The left lane is blocked. There's a lot of backup. Sunny conditions today and a high of 57. This evening will be clear with an overnight low of 34. Right now it's 43 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A census report shows 63% of non-citizens are on welfare. Post offices and the stock market closed today in remembrance of former President George H.W. Bush. And a new legislative proposal would ban Florida motorists from driving and talking on handheld cell phones.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
8:03, good morning. I am Ed Dean here in the mornings along with Roger Henderson on Talk Radio WBOB. Many of you will listen on your smartphones. If you want to know how to listen more, just go to the app wbob.com, download the app, and on your smartphones, Androids, it is free. Let's continue as we move along here on the show. Even though the legislative process and the body for the state Senate and the state House is 3 months away, everybody's trying to get all their bills pretty much adjusted. One of the big ones that some would say, this is all about safety here, Roger, is to take away, dubbed as the hands-free law. You know, text messaging is like a secondary offense, but now they want to make it a first area of an offense out there, and also handheld wireless phones to talk, even though use of hands-free devices will be allowed. But according to Emily Schlossberg, Democrat, out of Boca Raton, that if you've got a cell phone, we're going to ban you from using it on the road.
You know, I'm asking myself, what is more dangerous? Dialing the phone number, you know, which you have to use your hand to do, or right, just picking up the phone while it's in progress and putting it against your face. It looks like this bill, if passed, will make the second illegal, whereas the first probably not.
I understand banning text messaging. Mm-hmm. I totally get that. But right, banning, even if you don't have a handheld free device, right, and everything else, who wants to have a thing stuck in their ear the whole time? And then many times,
exactly,
when you're on the road, the Bluetooth, when I'm on the road, it doesn't sound all that great. But here's a question I'd like to ask you. Banning the cell phones while you're on the road making phone calls, smart move or not a bad move?
You know what? You want to keep people safe. And, you know, obviously with young people, texting it's a major, major issue. You know what? I'm undecided on it. I think that maybe if you're at a red light and you want to answer the phone real quickly, that should be allowed. But if you're going 75 miles an hour down I-95, maybe not.
How many? 70?
Yeah.
That's slow.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. Hey, to all you Trump supporters out there, I mean, I think we could have a laundry list of what names you're called. Nazis, homophobe, racist, sellouts. Keep going.
Yeah.
I could just keep going, okay, going, going. Now there's a new term. You are children of alcoholic parents. That is according to Associate Editor for Real Clear Politics, A.B. Stoddard. There's always this. And I don't see the Democrats. I mean, the Republicans probably could do one on the House side. They lost 40 seats. Democrats, you know, Kavanaugh, I think we know. I don't know where Florida is going to have a postmortem with the Democrats. Hear how they lost. They thought they were going to win with Gillum. But anyway, the question is, they're always looking for votes. A.B. Stoddard says to all you Trump supporters out there, you know, you're going down the wrong path because the only group of people you can attract, she says, are white people.
Huh.
She says are white people. And Trump, the Republicans under Trump are like children of alcoholic parents.
Times this morning, there's not a lot of signs of course correction inside the Republican Party moving forward.
Right. What Jonathan points out and what these Republicans are talking about privately is a new delineation, a realignment that makes them the party of white men. The new conference, without their 40 either retired colleagues or defeated colleagues, is much more Trumpian and silent on this question.
Wait. The Republican Party is the party of white men? Now, why is it that white women, is there a gender racial component I'm missing here? If suburban women, not all black but white, mm-hmm, voted for Democrats, why is it a put down if it's white men versus white women?
Well, Hillary Clinton explained it to us.
Oh, yeah, they were told who to vote for.
White women were told who to vote for by their white husbands, bosses, and
sons. But folks, this is, before I get to where she says you're children of alcoholic parents. The question I have to ask is, this has been a trend. If you want to go down this path, The trend is not that they're all voting for white Republicans. The trend mm-hmm. is that the Democrats are losing middle class, blue collar, mm-hmm. white suburban, and also white union members that have voted for the Democrats for the last 30 plus years. Why are they losing them? Not all necessarily to independents or Republicans, but both.
You know what? I think it's less about being so supportive of Trump and more supportive about their own back pockets.
Right, because this was happening before Trump.
The economy is booming, and you can't deny that.
Right.
No one really is going to vote against their own back pocket.
Here's what she said.
So they can't have a debate about a course correction, even though they know that this is where the party's headed. It's an amazing moment. It's like alcoholic children. You just laugh of an alcoholic parent. You keep laughing and you hide in your bedroom when it gets really bad. They will not address this. Their leadership refuses to, and they're afraid.
I never used to, I mean, you could laugh at idiocy by those that are drunk, but overall, that was kind of sad to watch. So, I mean, you know, you can laugh at it. The question I like to ask is, I know this has opened up a, you know, kind of a Pandora. Well, it's not, but really. The question is, if the Republicans are trying to become the dominant white party, that means of white men, you have to assume that all the issues, and by the way, not all the issues promoted by Republicans are that, you know, they promote a lot of big spending. But let's talk mm-hmm. about conservatives, whatever. Am I looking or am I reading too much into this by saying that, hey, they're predominantly trying to attract white men? That must mean that you have to only do issues that are particularly enabling those in the white community.
Exactly.
But Republicans are tax cuts. They don't have a racial barrier with that. When it comes to the economy, those in the black community, they're doing well. Ron DeSantis got, according to the CNN exit polling, got over 100,000 of those in the black community, especially among females, to vote for him.
Yeah. He got
school choice is not a white issue.
And what's so interesting is that Bill Nelson got more black votes than Andrew Gillum.
Yeah. So the question is, I mean, well, it's the course correction. Let me ask a question. What is the course correction for the Democrats? Because does anybody ever target them by going down the gender identity and the racial identity and the transgender identity? Because evidently, why do they talk about a group of people that they've been losing? If the Republican, is it more the Republicans are gaining them, or is the question is Democrats are losing them?
I think that's what the Democrats are concerned about. These are, you know, faithful, reliable Democrat votes.
But you get what I'm asking.
Yeah, they're now going for the Republicans,
right.
And I think they're shaking in their boots figuring out why.
I mean, do you think that the votes for Ron DeSantis among school choice, those in the black community, mm-hmm. do you think it was more of a choice for Ron or more of a vote against Andrew?
I think it was not a vote for either Andrew or Ron, but I think it was a vote for their kids. I think they
wanted
to have their kids have the best possible futures, and they felt that the Democrat candidate was not in their corner as far as that was concerned.
The latest census numbers shows that 63% of non-citizens are on welfare. Back in 2009, it was only at 57% with that story.
Nearly two-thirds of illegal immigrants estimated to be living in the United States, nearly two-thirds are currently on welfare. And you guessed it, the American taxpayers, you and I, we're footing the bill. The numbers come from census analysis compiled by the Center for Immigration Studies. So how can millions of illegal immigrants cash in on programs that are supposed to help Americans in need?
How bad are these numbers and how much is it costing the taxpayer, American Majority CEO Ned Ryan?
Probably not. And the thing that's staggering too, when you look at that 63% mm-hmm. of these households are on some form of welfare. If they've been here for longer than 10 years, it goes to 70%.
Mm.
And you realize when you look at some of these numbers that it's costing the American taxpayer about $116 billion a year when you look at education and welfare.
So I've been getting emails today, people that are emailing me, Ed, if we just make them pay a fine, make them pay a fee, they're already here, we're not going to send them back. Let's tax them, make sure they pay into local sales tax, gasoline tax. Let's make sure they pay in the FICA taxes. This will pay for all the welfare that they get. Now, my question is to you listening. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that whatsoever? But then again, Roger, we're told that we need to do this, that we need to help out these people because it's the right moral thing to do.
All of the things that we are doing to fund these illegal immigrants being in the country. People, when they're saying when they come to the border, a lot of people on the left, but even some on the right, well, for humanity's sake, we need to continue to accept these immigrants coming and claiming asylum.
It's our moral responsibility.
It's our moral responsibility. What about our moral responsibility for the American taxpayer?
Nobody looks at it. It's our moral responsibility. It's amazing how liberals are very charitable with your money.
Yeah.
The moral responsibility.
You know what? I get that, especially when it comes to education. Not necessarily the moral responsibility, but I think we have a responsibility of all of society, all things equal. These now kids in fourth and fifth grade are going to be adults one day, and they're probably going to be in this country. I want them to be educated.
And your point is?
Let's go ahead and make sure they can at least go to school.
So go ahead, and the morality aspect is just to go ahead and tax me more money to pay for somebody here who's not a U.S. citizen.
I think it's going to benefit us all in the long
really?
Run.
Really? Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. So Roger says, let's pay for the illegal alien child because it may benefit you in society because maybe they won't rob you. Well, Roger, if you sent them back, some would say, or didn't allow them here anyway, that also might benefit you in your back
that
pocket.
That would, but that's not happening, so I'm dealing with the here and now, as you like to say.
It's not happening? We're not deporting people?
We are, but obviously there are a lot still here that aren't going back, so I
so instead of deporting them, let's just deal with them is what you're saying.
Well, if we're not going to deport them, let's go make sure they're educated, the kids.
Greater
political power. And so you see, you look at Democrats, they're doing this for political power. And some of the Republicans that have been for this broken immigration system, they're doing it for short-term business gain. It is deeply immoral for any leader, Republican or Democrat, to prioritize or say that the humanity of other people besides the American taxpayer and American voter should be prioritized. It is deeply immoral.
It's deeply immoral. But Roger says, no, let's go ahead and spend the money on at least the investment of education. But you wouldn't give that. Would you at least, would you only spend money on education but no other parts of welfare?
I don't feel good about making, you know, kids going to bed hungry. So if there isn't food in the home, I would be a little bit, you know, concerned about that as well.
You can do that through charitable aspect without raising my taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. More as we continue to move along. 222-TALK, 222-8255. So here's a question I'd like to ask. I've already gotten emails this morning, several emails. People are telling me, Ed, again, if you just make them pay the welfare, it will pay for itself, unlike your tax cuts, Ed. Some people are saying that as well. Roger says, hey, we need to go out and help pay for their education, almost like in-state tuition. Right. If they're already here, let's take care of them instead of deporting them back. So my question to you is, do we sit back and say, okay, we'll pay for a little bit of this. Maybe if we should fine them more, that might help pay for the welfare society. Do we send them back? Should we stop legal immigration to find out who's all here and to assimilate? Love to hear from you on this issue. When you hear that 63% of non-U.S. citizens are on welfare, and that number is expected to grow over 70% over 10 years, what comes to mind in that area? 222-TALK. 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
295 South before San Jose Boulevard, a crash with three cars, 95 North at Dunn Avenue, another accident. It is on the left. And in Mandarin, San Jose Boulevard South at Clare Lane, two lanes are blocked due to a crash there. Traffic is being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Are you frustrated with your office coffee service, your vending machines, micromarkets, or water coolers? Hi, I'm Townsend Russell, owner of Florida Best, vending, micromarkets, and office coffee service. If you are frustrated with your vending machines or micromarket, if you are unhappy with your office coffee service, if you do not like your water coolers, then let us show you how we can take what is causing you frustration and turn it into something that brings you joy. Florida Best Vending, micromarkets, and office coffee services. Family owned, professional, high integrity, and simply the best. FloridaBestVending.com. That's FloridaBestVending.com.
As a trusted choice in government relations, public figures turn to Reliant Florida for political consulting and reliable legislative lobbying. Count on Reliant's public affairs professionals to maneuver through complex policy issues. Every Reliant employee comes from a distinguished background with deep ethical conviction and are talented within a specific consulting discipline to reposition your organization in today's political and corporate marketplace. Visit ReliantFlorida.com to get started.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
The first thing you're going to have to learn is that until you stop expecting our politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person going to change your life is you, but you need to know how.
Want to learn how? Meet Del Walmsley's Lifestyles Unlimited team and get your map to retirement in 5 years or less. Saturday, December 15th from noon to 4 at the Doubletree by Hilton Grand Hotel Biscayne Bay. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Sunny today. Our high will be 57. This evening clear with a low of 34. Right now it's 43 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Post offices and the stock market closed today in remembrance of former President George H.W. Bush. A new legislative proposal would ban Florida motorists from driving and talking on handheld cell phones. And a census report shows 63% of non-citizens are on welfare.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed@wbob.com.
Before we get to the phones, here are some of the emails. Here's one from Ginger. She says, Ed, we could certainly do our humanity and helping pay for illegal aliens. They crossed a rough barrier to get here along with the caravan with all of their kids. And yet, if we got rid of the the Trump tax cuts, we could pay for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. Here's a,
no, we
you
wouldn't.
Think I'm making these emails up?
We'd be able to pay for it once, and the next one, we'd be broke.
Here's anyway. Another one from Sally. She says, Ed, I don't know what's wrong with you right-wingers. She says, I don't have a problem with my children attending any public school system in Duval County with a child of an illegal alien. Everybody needs help. It is our human moral right to take care of these people. All right? Here's another one from Robert. Ed, if Mayor Lenny Curry and Mike Williams would stop wasting money and trying to follow up on jaywalkers and those in the poor urban communities of Jacksonville, we could have enough money to pay for those here illegally. You think I'm not making these up. Here's another one. George says, so them paying taxes with welfare will pay for it? Boy, we got some geniuses, don't we?
Exactly.
Here's another one. If we're going to take care of illegal aliens, shouldn't the homeless people at Hemming Park get first choice since they're here probably legally? Interesting. Hey, Ed, I heard a couple of your callers mention that maybe we should have a GoFundMe page if illegal aliens want to obtain money. Have them do it through the organizations that really encourage them, help them to get here, i.e. the Democrat Party. Here's one from Mallory. She says, why is it that it always seems to be a racial term if white people are voting for somebody? She says, I'm a Democrat. I actually voted against Andrew Gillum because I didn't like some of his views as a business owner, even though I did agree with him on other issues. I'm looking out for my back pocket. Does that make me a racist?
Or the 600,000 black moms who send their kids to charter schools. Are they racist against blacks?
Here's one from Tori. She says, I specifically, and my children benefit from the tax credit scholarships. I, as a black woman, voted against Gillum based on that. My kids are doing much better out there. Am I a sellout? Well, there you go. Triple two. So here's a lot of people. Ed, if we got rid of the Trump tax cuts, we here's another one. Here's one from Michael. Hey, Ed, if we stop blowing money on the military, we can certainly pay for undocumented immigrants and help them get a better education in our public school system. By all means, we have the money. So there's the attitude. There, folks, it's amazing. A lot of people are happy to take care of illegal aliens with your money. Find it to be interesting, huh?
Yeah.
222-TALK, 222-8255. Hey, John, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, good morning, Ed. Met you at the party. Great party, even if I didn't win a gift certificate.
Well, thank you. All the illegal aliens got one, but you didn't.
I didn't get one either, so it's okay.
Hey, look, what first thing is these people calling in don't understand. We're $23 trillion in debt. Do they know what $1 trillion is? We don't have any money. We can't fix what we need to fix in this country, more or less take care of 63% of people that are on welfare. And if they're on welfare, what does that tell you? Apparently they don't have a job, so they're not making any money to take care of themselves, so we need more people coming into this country. What don't they understand about illegal?
Yeah. Hey, it's good to talk to you. Is there a morality issue here? If they come over, like many of the children come over here illegally, Roger says, hey, well, you know, if they're here, let's help take care of their education. If they're here through a due process, yeah, you make them do something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe educate them a little bit out there as well. But the question is what do? We send them back? I mean, we have in-state tuition for children of illegal aliens out there. So this is a whole cluster going on.
They say sending them all back at once would actually damage the economy, but I don't believe it's right for someone following the rules to be put behind someone as far as pathway to citizenship is concerned. I think these people who came here illegally, they should never be allowed to become a U.S. citizen until they go back to their home country.
Crime has come up as we talked about this yesterday. Crime is up as another issue. I mean, the what do we do about it? The liberal left, what's the name of that dad's group?
Mad Dads.
And the march, they're pro-gun control, because the alternative of dealing with crime in Jacksonville, remember the mayor has said maybe we need to have more money in the blighted communities to clean them up. Mike Williams says it's going to take more than just a check. And I wonder who that was targeted at. He says we need to have more mentors. Some would agree with that. The left says we need to have more gun control here in Jacksonville to deal with the crime. No, what we need is another meeting. We need another rally against gun violence at the churches and at Hemming Park and in front of City Hall. Now high school students are getting involved. News 4 Jax, Corley Peel.
Tonight's event gave students the opportunity to share their concerns and views on gun violence. They believe there is a problem, and they want to make sure that they can come up with solutions to help make their community safer. A panel of students sat on a stage at the Legend Center Tuesday, sharing their concerns about gun violence among Jacksonville youth. Winston Peel is the vice president of the Young Leaders of Today. He believes there is a problem with gun violence, considering he hears gunshots on a regular basis in his neighborhood. Students spoke about school safety and their concerns about the possibility of arming teachers. Metal detectors in schools were also discussed. Some feel they would take away from the learning environment. Students believe having mentors and organizing group programs can help find solutions to stop gun violence.
Now, she did a good job. They talked about mentoring aspects. I understand that. But there's got to be more than just that. The left says here locally that we need to invite more gun control. Here's a question I'd like to ask to students out there. They have sat back and said, nah, the metal detectors, the learning curve. I mean, they sat back and said that, you know, the image it portrays out there, some say that it will take away from the learning environment. One student says, why would we give a gun to a teacher whose job is to educate, not to protect students? So here's the question I'd like to ask you. To the teenagers there, would you support having a gun in your house in a crime-ridden area? Yes or no? To protect yourselves.
Probably, yeah.
Then why would you not supporting having guns at schools? Even if you're not properly trained a gun at a house, I mean, I understand why you want to be properly trained because of the lawsuits and stuff like that at school. But yet, well, we don't have metal detectors because of the optics. Well, then what's the point? I mean, if you take a metal detector away, are you not inviting people to come in and cause harm? So my question is that why are we not promoting talking about more self-defense? Again, I'll say this one more time. If you are a gun store, I would be advertising not only in this station, but gospel stations, black stations, hip-hop stations. By the way, not all hip-hop stations are those in the black community. A lot of white people also listen to hip-hop.
There's actually a radio format that specializes in hip-hop to white kids.
Why not be advertising by saying, if the police are not there, we've got gun violence in your backyard, you need to get a concealed weapons permit. Be like Smokey the Bear. Only you will take care of you. Why are we not? If I'm a gun store, that's the first ads I'd be running. Promoting more to deal with the gun violence. Folks, how many more meetings are we going to have before we figure out what we need to have? Really? Let's go to Alan. Alan, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. I know how to stop all this.
All right.
We need to get the people to start opening their mouths when they see something. They need to stop sitting on their butts and complaining about the white race and the white and the cops. And we need more money. They need to start opening their mouths and start turning in the people who's got these illegal guns, because it's illegal guns doing it, not legal guns. They need to open their mouths, start turning in the people, get the guns off the streets, out of criminals. Start policing the area. No more parties, no more parades, no more this.
Listen, I live in the reality world out there, right? You're not going to stop parties. By the way, this is not a... The kids last night didn't blame it on a white thing. I mean, I understand where the caller's coming from and some of his stuff, but it's not a... They're not blaming it on white people that's the problem. No. There's gun problems. There's gun violence in these areas. If it's gang, the cops know where they need to go. But the bottom line is that you got those on the left, and they're going to try to push this. I mean, they're already talking about it. It may be interesting because we have city elections right around the corner here. It may be interesting if one of the city council people may try to push a gun control ban.
Does Crime Stoppers have a program of, you know, if someone has an illegal gun, you get a reward?
$1,000 For, I don't know about a legal gun, but
yeah,
it's a crime.
I know,
but crime,
any
yeah.
crime. Yeah. Maybe you should focus, man, if you know someone has an illegal gun, automatic money.
Maybe we should make narcs out of everybody and just pay them. That might save us a lot of money.
Maybe.
You know? 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
In Mandarin, San Jose Boulevard, south of Clara Lane, there's an accident blocking two lanes.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tollison family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's cleaning up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
The high today, 57. The low this evening will be 34. Right now, it is 43 at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
All right, a lot of more emails. People weighing in, man. All these liberals are showing up this morning talking about how we can fund all the... they're not using illegal aliens, Roger. They're undocumented workers. That's what... they're saying I'm being too much politically incorrect. So are you. Got to be PC about this.
Okay.
Not illegal aliens. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Every living U.S. president will be there, along with a host of current and former world leaders. A state funeral for President George H.W. Bush gets underway in a few hours at Washington National Cathedral. Special counsel Robert Mueller's team recommending no jail time for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn due to a sentence later in the month. Russian President Putin warns the U.S. if it withdraws from a key arms treaty and starts developing the kind of missiles banned by the treaty, Russia will do the same. Well, President Trump says Moscow has already been developing those weapons. He says that's why the U.S. is pulling out of the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Wall Street closed today in honor of the late President George H.W. Bush. Yesterday witnessed a massive sell-off in the stock market. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning in Mandarin, San Jose Boulevard, south of Clare Lane. There has been an accident, a pretty bad one, too. Two lanes are blocked there. On Butler Boulevard, east at Hodges, there has been a crash. It's on the right side of the highway. And if you're on the Buckman Bridge going toward Orange Park, there is an accident, actually a broken-down car on the right, and we do see a lot of backup now there on the traffic cams. Sunny today, 57 the high, clear and cold tonight with a low of 34. Right now it's 43 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new legislative proposal would ban Florida motorists from driving and talking on handheld cell phones. A census report shows 63% of non-citizens are on welfare. And the post offices and stock market closed today in remembrance of former President George H.W. Bush.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbov.com.
About 2 weeks ago, I had a meeting at my not-for-profit. I had 35 individuals to show up. It was gang members as well as ex-felons. If they're ex-offenders, if they're out there in the game, they need to know that the city going to open up their arms. They're not going to judge them for what they did yesterday.
That was Reggie Gaffney, city councilperson from Jacksonville. Again, everybody's got their own idea of how to deal with crime. He says we give them a job. I would agree, Roger. A lot of jobs will help stop a lot of the crime-ridden areas as well. When you bring more of a free market attitude, more jobs and less crime, by the way, you couple it together, that can take away the bad elements of a community. Mm-hmm. But Reggie Gaffney, I mean, we look more at the news story. We got one out in FloridaDaily.com today where he's not really specific about what jobs he would guarantee those in Jacksonville. If you call his hotline, he promises you a job that's not going to be entry level.
Yeah.
In fact, he guarantees even certain city jobs.
Interesting, huh?
He won't tell you what jobs those are. Now, you better be careful so you don't get stereotyped with certain jobs working for the city.
Okay.
If you get what I'm saying. But the question is everybody has an attitude. I mean, I understand there's got to be more than just, listen, I understand the mentoring part, helping out those in poor community, especially those in the black community. I get it, Roger. The argument's not new about having single fathers and single moms and bringing things together. Mentoring, I totally agree with that. But is guaranteeing people a job, is that the right way to go? Maybe, how come we're not negotiating with companies to move into black communities? To help out those in the black community obtain jobs. Remember, Amazon.com came out here a year and a half, 2 years ago, and said we are specifically are targeting those in the black communities when we have our job outreach programs to come and get a job with us. That is a great way to go when it comes with that. 222-TALK, 222-8255.
They say it is not a city problem. It's a gang problem here in Jacksonville. Even though they say the number of people involved is relatively small, three top local leaders see it as a big problem.
Get more emails here on this whole story about the gang problems here in Duval County.
Even so, they want residents to know the city is safe.
Lenny Curry, Mike Williams, and Melissa Nelson in a joint interview with us about public safety. These three leaders say the reason we see violent crimes that shock the community comes from the culture of gangs in Duval County.
Okay, that's true, but do we not have crime that happens that maybe are not gang members?
I'm sure we do, yeah.
Here's more emails. Here's one from Gregory. He says, Ed, I totally wish that somebody from the city council here locally would support a gun control measure that would help the violent crime here in the north side. Here's one from Michael. He says, Ed, I don't know who's going to do it. Mayor Curry should take the bull by the horns. Maybe if he doesn't do it, maybe Anna Lopez Brochet, if she decides to run. We need to have more common sense gun control. Here's more gun control, people. More gun control to address the issues of violent crime here in Jacksonville. You scoffing at it just shows your ignorance.
A lot of people, though, are getting these guns illegally. I mean, a major problem, at least it was at one point, with stolen guns. People buying, leaving their guns in their car, busting out the window, and someone taking the gun off with them. It's not really the legal guns that are the issue. It's the stolen ones.
Here's one from Rebecca. Ed, these people that Courtney Peel talks about that had it last night of students against gun violence and some of those that don't want guns in public schools or more metal detectors, what if a Parkland, Florida shooting unfortunately happens here in Northeast Florida? Do you think they would have a different view? I think so. I think so on that. Here's one from Chandler. How come no one's talking about Melissa Nelson and the lack, this is what this individual is saying, the lack of arrest warrants that she's not doling out to go after these people? Here's one from Terry. Ed, you brought up an interesting point yesterday from some of your emails. If Lenny Curry is not held accountable for the crime going up overall underneath his tenure, I guess Andrew Gillum is owed an apology for what the Republicans did. Here's one from Neil. Ed, illegal aliens, if you just stop the welfare, the marketplace, which you always talk about, would take care of itself and stop the influx of those coming here illegally. Hey, Ed, Maybe we should pass. Here's one from Terrence. Maybe we should pass bills against the Chamber of Commerce and have them stop supporting low income wages for illegal aliens for people that become members of the Chamber of Commerce.
Hmm.
What do you think about that? 222 talk. 222-8255. Ed, here's one from Malcolm. He says, any debates coming up with some of the city council people? Will you be hosting some? Yeah. He says, if you do, would you please ask them why and what the major solution of dealing with crime is if it's only in a central area? How do you deal with that group in a central area? That's a great question. Here's another one from Justin. He says that. He goes, you know, why is it that we don't have these problems of crime and gang violence in the white community? You know, that's a very valid question. Because there are those that have attacked Sheriff Mike Williams. Oh, there's too much of a white patrolman presence. I got those emails as well. By the way, there are a lot of members of the sheriff's office that are black, okay?
Exactly.
But let me ask a question. Let's say that there was crime in Ponte Vedra, all right? Let's say there was crime in Jacksonville Beach, Neptune Beach, predominantly white community. Would you not say so, Roger?
Okay, yeah.
And let's say that there were black patrolmen up and down to stop the crime. Do you think the white community would have a problem with that?
I don't think anybody would care.
No. And yet some people are asking, and again, why is it, and I would maybe agree with the argument, if there's crime in a white community, they don't look at the racial, what the makeup maybe be of the local Jacksonville Beach City police or, you know, the county. They want crime taken care of.
Yeah.
If there's a problem, they're the first one to go in front of city council.
I'm of the opinion, too, that most black people don't care what color the police officer is there. They just want to have the crime taken care
of.
But
you ever notice, I would agree with you, but it's always those few. I mean, you've seen some of these people run for city council.
Mm.
I mean, folks, I'm not lying. Some of these people come across a little militant, like the Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They think there's too much police presence out there. I mean, do you honestly think those in the white community care what color they are? No, they want crime taken care of. Do you? And by the way, if anybody would ever sit back and say, we got too many black cops around here, Roger, those are the biggest. I would be like, what are you, an idiot? But yet we're trying to make this a race issue as well, you know? And to me, it's not. It's a crime issue.
Yeah.
Let's go to Donna. Donna, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. I work for a company here in Jacksonville that has given dozens of people a second chance. We have hired quite a few people from Labor Ready, and they are some of our best employees. They work very hard, show up for work every day, very responsible, very respectful. And I would encourage other employers in this city to go ahead and give them a second chance.
So these are people who have been in jail and are looking for jobs
yes.
right now? Okay.
Yes. There's one crew. All of them are on parole. They see their parole officers. If they have child support, they come to us to set up a voluntary deduction. They don't wait for the state to track them down.
Yeah.
As I said, we are very proud of what we have done.
What kind of work are they doing?
They work very hard. They're tarpers. I work for a trucking company, and they tarp loads that are like 14 or 16 feet in the air on flatbed trailers, and they pull tarps that are like 200 pounds. They work in all sorts of weather without fail. You know, the heat, the cold, the rain. We're very proud of them.
All right. Good to talk to you this morning, Donna. Here's an email from Sam. He says, Ed, he goes, we talk about giving maybe, we've heard the talk of giving maybe tax credits to businesses that hire veterans. Why not give certain tax credits to hire those that need a second chance?
Mm.
Kind of interesting right there. 222 talk, 222-8255. 855. More of your calls coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
And if you're on the Buckman Bridge going toward Orange Park this morning, a broken down car is causing a lot of delay there. Butler Boulevard East at Hodges, there has been an accident.
I'm State Senator Aaron Bean, and I approve this message to say thank you for your support. It is a great honor to serve you in the Florida Senate. If you have a thought or an idea on state government, let me hear from you. Aaron@AaronBean.com. Paid for and approved by Aaron Bean, Republican for State Senate.
After the long summer, your air conditioning and heat pump have been worked to the max. You'll want to make sure you have your system checked when the weather gets cool. Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Daikin. License number CAC 1813307.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
We're expecting lots of sunshine today and a high of only 57. This evening's going to be cold. Overnight, the low 34. Right now, 43 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A census report shows 63% of non-citizens are on welfare. Post offices and the stock market are closed today in remembrance of former President George H.W. Bush. And a new legislative proposal would ban Florida motorists from driving and talking on handheld cell phones.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed@wbob.com.
So I always get these emails, which I don't have a problem of reading. They just, some of them, you just sit back and laugh at them. Here's one. It says, I was in Walmart and I was standing behind a group of Mexicans. Well, how do you know they were Mexicans?
That's true.
They had two baskets of groceries. And the first thing I thought was they probably got they spell probably P-R-O-L-L-Y. Well, that just disqualifies your English right there. Where did you go to school? They probably got $1,000 in food stamps.
How do they know that though?
And he goes, and when it was time that they pay, they pulled out cash. I had to pick my face off the ground and stop judging people. Another one.
I admire the fact that the guy, you know, came to his, you know, more perspective there, because they didn't pay with food stamps. He thought they were going to.
I don't admire anything. I mean, big deal. That means he just automatically assumed.
Yeah.
But he also says, the same guy, I believe people need a psychological exam before they are able to get a gun license. Just a background only means they haven't got caught yet. That also disqualifies it. Maybe some of you need a psychological thought process before you email me. I don't know. I don't care. But anyway.
There are other modes of self-defense other than just guns as well. I heard a survey once. They say the number one deterrent of home invasion was hearing a dog bark.
Yeah. But folks, when I say, listen, I never sit behind those in the black community or poor white people. I don't know. I can't tell if they're poor or white, whatever. I don't sit behind somebody who may look to be of a brown skin color. They could have been from Guatemala. I don't expect them to pay with food stamps. They pay, they pay. I'm here to buy the groceries and get out of Dodge. I'm not here to make a public or a political assumption about people and stereotype. I don't like, unfortunately, like liberals, Roger, the question is I don't stereotype everybody. Living in Jacksonville, there are those, I mean, we had a bunch of them show up Friday night. A lot of, man, did you see all the women that showed up?
Yeah, yeah.
Friday night?
Well, you were there. Nah.
We have probably more women than men. Oh, talk radio is dominated by men. We had quite a few of those in the black community show up.
Yeah.
And you just don't assume that they're all voting, you know what? No, they vote on issues. I don't assume, man, we've changed the political dynamics these days. The only people that are stereotyping people are those on the left, that all white men must be voting for Trump. And then white women that voted for Trump must be all racist. But then again, they don't ask the question that the same people that voted for Clinton, that voted for Obama, in many cases also voted for President Trump or candidate Trump back then. Oh, but the only people that stereotype are liberals for the most part. Let's go to Marty. Hey, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. Pleasure as always. I'm listening to your conversation. First of all, when President Obama was in charge and they had the looting over the shooting of Freddie Gray in Baltimore and the people looted the place, Obama made a comment which I agree with. He says, poverty doesn't mean crime. Even he said it. So that's nonsense as far as poor people, if they're poor or whatever. I worked in the ghetto, and that's very insulting to most of the people who are good there. And the second thing, you come in contact with a lot of politicians, and I should have said this to the councilman who was there, Schellenbeck, but why doesn't or did Jacksonville ever send a group of police people and politicians to New York, which used to be one of the worst cities criminally? It has about 9 million people, 10 times the population of Jacksonville, and find out about Comstat and find out how New York went from one of the worst to one of the safest big cities or cities in general. It's not even in the top 10 as far as dangerous cities. Do you think you can talk to people about that?
I'll do that.
Instead of this nonsense with the device that hears gunshots, go to New York, a delegation, and find out what NYPD is doing to keep 8 million people safe.
Let me thank you for the call. Let me ask this question. I know some of you libertarians, and I am not a libertarian, but I'm asking, I'm not endorsing it. I'd just like to ask this question. What if we told those, and again, let's just talk about the crime-ridden areas. What if we told those down there that we're going to put cameras everywhere?
I think that's a great idea, especially if it's a high crime zip code.
Yeah.
I say stick cameras on every utility pole.
Why not?
And point them in all directions.
Yeah. I mean,
infrared, so they can see at night.
Some of the libertarians don't like that. Why not? Why not? I mean,
if you were in public, you have no expectation of privacy. In your house,
right.
Yes. Out in the street, no.
Do you think those in the crime-ridden areas I know they say they'll give up their civil liberties. I don't know. Well, I mean, that's debatable. But do you think many of those in crime-ridden areas, white and black, would allow to have more cameras there if we're not having enough cops?
If we have a lot of crime in the area, if I lived in a high-crime area, I'd welcome it.
Because the question is that you don't like the cops, which are considered eyes, which is what a camera is.
Right.
But then again, you would allow to have cameras do it. Is it one more of a presence? The other, I mean, what?
A lot of subdivisions, which all things equal are low crime. The homeowners are encouraged to get these security cameras and point one of them toward the street in case there is a situation. They've got a recording of the license plate that was driving through the neighborhood. I think it's a good thing.
I just got an email that says that there is major crime in Ponte Vedra. Drug use, major mafia rings coming down from the north and rob oceanfront homes.
Yeah. And be careful when you say that's true. Okay, what about gang members in the suburbs? Because that is what they talked about in some of these northern cities. And guess what? The gangs expanded to those areas.
Yeah, by the way, the sheriff's office has notified people, many of the police communities, of course, of identity theft. But also, and I don't worry about people breaking into my house during that night. I worry about breaking during the day. They're trying to, you know, figure out who may be there, who may be part of UPS. And, of course, I ain't got to worry about today because the mail house is closed. But anyway, so just kind of be a little concerned right there. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to Jesse. Jesse, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. First, thanks to you guys and Salem Center for hosting Friday night. It was a lot of fun. It was informative. And seems like everybody had a great time.
Did you get any money?
We did.
All right.
We did, actually.
Good.
So we appreciate it. I had a comment about the felons and the guaranteed jobs. And I'm also giving people second chances, not fourth and fifth.
Your phone's breaking up just a little bit, Jesse.
But, you know, the fact that there are going to be guaranteed jobs now, if they've committed felonies, you know, I'm a single parent, and it seems like that's what's the downside to being a felon? You know, it seems like I should maybe go out and, you know, commit armed robbery so I can get a job.
I think they were talking about ex-felons that are trying to get their lives back. I think that's what they were referring to.
I mean, you know, I can understand that, but it just kind of seems like, you know, it's more and more geared towards that and guaranteeing them high-paid jobs with really good benefits. And it's just, I don't know, I think that there's so many other groups that also are trying to get to that point.
Yeah, I kind of understand where you're coming from. I mean, if you do wrong, just a slap on the hand. It's kind of like, I mean, she's saying that, you know, hey, if a felon, they can come out and be guaranteed a job.
Well, again, their sentence wasn't, you can't get a job after you get out of jail. Their sentence was, okay, you have to do 5 years. And if once they've done that, then maybe we hope that they would get back and try to become a productive citizen as opposed to, you know, being tempted to get back into crime.
Let me ask a question. Who do you think is smarter with the judicial system, criminals or lawyers? Who do you think is smarter? No, seriously, who do you think? I mean, it's fun. No, you're right. I would hope
the lawyers would know the law.
You would hope the lawyers know more. But it's, I mean, the criminals, I mean, they go in several times, you know. More as we continue to move along, Talk Radio WBOB.
On the Buckman Bridge going north into Orange Park, there's a broken down car causing backup. And on Butler Boulevard east at Hodges, there's an accident. We're counting at least three cars. There's lots of backup there.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Watching the ceremony Monday at the U.S. Capitol for George H.W. Bush, I was reminded of the fleeting nature of earthly power and how foolish it is for people to pursue it. In the crowd were a lot of aging formers who once held positions high in the federal government, but now are shadows of their former selves. Moments like this should give us all pause and an opportunity to consider the things that matter most, to mention a title of a book I wrote some years ago. Washington and the media obsess about earthly power, even when it is incapable of solving fundamental problems. In many ways, it's like worshiping false gods of wood and gold, as in ancient biblical times. These false gods can't respond to the hope we place in them. Barbara Bush once said it matters less what happens in the White House than what happens in your house. Individual decisions have more power than any politician to direct a life. Think about that as you watch today's memorial service at the National Cathedral and see all of those formers and a few currents who will be formers soon enough. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/today. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/today. That's forhims.com/today for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Sunny today and cool, our high 57. This evening's going to be cold. Overnight, the low 34. Right now, it's 43 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Lines that the special counsel says former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn provided substantial cooperation with special counsel investigators. They are recommending the low end of the spectrum, no jail time, possibly probation in this case. What it speaks to is that he's been providing cooperation, documents, and testimony about allegations of collusion with the Russians and members of the Trump campaign.
That's Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. Evidently, he's going to get little or no jail time. The worst they could find is that he lied to federal prosecutors, or at least to not the federal, but to the FBI. Not that we diminish lying whatsoever. It's not. It should be prosecutorial. And I mean, it should be prosecuted.
But they call it the perjury trap.
Yeah, but the question is that. I mean, there are certain levels of crime, folks. Hence, we have certain levels of how many years or days you have to go to jail. But the question is, if that's the worst you got him on is from lying to FBI. Do you think we would know if there was a smoking gun and they actually had any information? I find this a very interesting debate, that if there was something there with Robert Mueller, they would have already leaked it by now.
You know, I don't know if they would or not. You know, we won't know for sure until his report finally
The liberals are emailing me, Ed, I keep asking, just tell me what laws are broken. Well, in due time. Well, you keep telling me there was illegal activity during the campaign. Just tell me what laws were broken. That's all I keep asking. It's amazing. They always. Every time I ask a question, they answer me with a question. So anyway, hey Roger, it's good and ready to go as we continue to move along. We'll be back in tomorrow morning, good Lord willing. In fact, we're thankful to God every day for this show, and thankful to you. By the way, many of you that had pictures from last Friday's event of the here at the second annual party with Roger and myself, can you guys email me the pictures? Ed@wbob.com. Ed@wbob.com, and we'll see you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning right here on Talk Radio WBOB.